Hello, hello. How's everybody doing? Talking shit. That's right. The OG show that's started it all. The Tuesday live stream that, you know, kind of got everything started. And I started offering more shows because you guys wanted more. And we do five shows a week. It's a good time. And I wanted to get with you guys today and talk about the California noise cameras. The California noise cameras. You guys have to tell me. Those of you that live in California, why the fuck are you still there? Why are you still in California? I don't get it. I don't know. I've visited. It's okay. It's okay. It smells like everything's on fire all the time. a lot of Mexicans and Asians. It's all good. It's not fantastic. It's Massachusetts, but warmer, you know? And exactly like Massachusetts. I remember Massachusetts every year, they took away the ability for you to do anything. I remember I had an 86 Mustang. Oh, that bitch was emissions. It's got to meet emissions because it's less than 15 years old or less than 20 years old or whatever the fuck it was, or pre-1985. Okay. And then, oh, now it doesn't have to pass emissions. Oh, now it's got to go on a dyno. Oh, now it's too loud. I got pulled over by a cop and I had Mickey Thompson ET streets and those bitches had DOT numbers on them. Nowhere on it did it say not for highway use. And this motherfucker says, I don't care what they say on the tire. Listen to that. I don't care what they say on the tire. I don't care if it says a DOT number and like anything. I'm giving you a ticket if I see you with those tires again. Right then and there, I decided I'm done with this fucking state. And it took me 2 years or 3 years after that to get the fuck out of here or I'm going to fuck you up right now, motherfucker. I can't believe that that state was like that. And then I visited Massachusetts again 2 years ago and I feel like I am in a police state. Every fucking place you go has cameras. Every freaking corner has cameras. The turnpike has a toll thing every mile, it seems. I said, how the hell can I live here and want to do just car stuff? That's all I want to do. I'm not bothering anybody. I want to go out somewhere and have my fun. And the closest track was a billion miles away, whatever. But look at what's happening in Cali. You have to risk going to jail or a state ref or points on your insurance because of noise. I just saw a video on Facebook where a guy had a Subaru WRX, brand new. Cop pulled him over, and the cop had the right to pull him over based on how the car sounded. That is mind blowing to me. Mind blowing. If a Florida cop pulled me over and said, your car is too loud. I said, well, where is the law that states what the decibel reading should be? Or is it up to the officer's discretion? Now, I'm sure there's a law somewhere. Nobody enforces it because in Florida, people are escaping states like California. Some parts of Texas are becoming super locked down. And Massachusetts, Connecticut, all those places, they're coming down. And now we're pretty free. I'd be damned if someone pulled me over and says, your car's too loud. When a Harley can go out there, fucking goose it. I don't complain. I go, hey, he's on a bike. He should be loud so people can see him. But I'm not going to be like, what about that Harley? I'm not that guy. Guys, I'm not that guy. Harley should be loud.
You're not that guy.
Those guys are out there on a fucking bike and they are the frame. They are the frame. And if they get hit, se jodió, se acabó el party, they are dead as fuck. So California adopts. I'm gonna read you an article. Then we'll say hi to the people. Then we'll talk to the people out there. Talk to everyone else. We're gonna go to share screen. California to adopt smart cameras that pick up noise. This is from where the fuck is this? The Truth About Cars. The state of California is considering leveraging enhanced surveillance to increase the number of motorists that it can fine for noise violations. While the rules allowing the state penalize motorists emitting too much sound have existed for years, they were amped up slightly in 2019 when Assembly Bill 1824, blah, blah, blah. It says, when an automobile that's emitting more than 95 decibels rather than issue a fix-it ticket, motorcycles, which can occasionally exceed 95 in the stock form, they're limited just to 80. But determining where and where someone broke the rule is difficult, especially considering measurements were originally supposed to be taken under the society, blah, 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 blah. The bill specifies that sound-activated enforcement could be deployed along roadway. Guys, these are automatic tickets. What they're talking about, and I'm going to copy it, put it on the chat. Check out this link. The camera picks up your noise and simultaneously takes a picture of your shit. And I think it emails you, mails you a ticket. It's unbelievable. Now, this is insanely ridiculous. This, we got around the speeding cameras, and there was a gentleman who did the funniest thing. He started wearing masks. And every single time a speeding camera would catch him, it would take a picture of the car. And I think if it had a picture of the car, the gentleman would say, well, you cannot issue the car the ticket. You have to issue the operator the ticket, right? Because let's say I borrow my girlfriend's car and I go 100 miles an hour and get caught. Does the camera send the ticket to the owner? And the owner's going to go, I wasn't driving that car. I let my dad borrow it. I let my cousin borrow it. It is ridiculous. So now let's say you have a noise camera and then you automatically get a ticket in the mail. Some brand new Porsches are fucking loud. Hellcats are loud stock. Some Subarus are loud stock. This gentleman was driving around his car with a mask of President Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton. So every single time he'd go to court, they'd go, he would fight the ticket. He's one of those guys, one of those cocksuckers that was just like, I'm going to fight this thing all the way to the top. Good for him. So he'd go all the way to the top and go, sir, why was I served the ticket? And they're like, you were speeding. I go, no, I wasn't. This is Ronald Reagan. Oh, Bill Clinton. How do you know who you are issuing the ticket to? So I see nothing but trouble for this noise camera. But the fact that there's even a conversation of having this in, why do you live in that state? Having a loud car, bad. Running a car on ethanol, bad. Free-flowing exhaust or DPF deletes that make your diesel get better miles per gallon, bad. Shooting up and shitting on the sidewalk, good. That's okay. You can go to LA and drop your pants and shit. And you can just go, do I have diarrhea? I do have diarrhea. Oh my God. Oh, this is, and the cop's going to go, hey, do you see that over there? What, the guy taking a shit on the street? No, the guy with the really loud Subaru. You guys got to get the fuck out of that state. You can shit on your boyfriend's pillow and blame it on the teacup Yorkies. But you can't put a set of two chamber flow masters on that bit. You can punch a motherfucker in the face. As long as you don't have a loud exhaust doing it, you're okay. I'm telling you guys, you guys in California, I don't understand why you would stay. Maybe you're used to it. Maybe you're afraid of moving on. That state is a fucking toilet. It is very attractive. It's pretty. It's nice. And that's why you stay. Okay. So let's say your hobby is primarily hot rod shit or your escape. Look, how many of you guys don't see a therapist, but you sure as fuck get in your car and go for an hour ride and it cures everything. We don't need therapists. We don't need to talk to anybody. All we need is our ride and the radio bumping, windows down, 75 to 82 degrees, downshift. Fucking do the thing, all the problems go away. You got a nice little sounding car. It's just your nice little hot rod, your pride and joy, something you worked hard for that you looked up as a little kid, looked forward to owning as a little kid. And all of a sudden, you guys are being denied that because of some liberal puke. I'm sorry to bring politics into this, but guys, that state's a fucking shithole. It's a fucking shithole. In terms of law, why do you keep voting those shitheads in? I don't understand why you stay there. Well, it's not this, it's the populated areas. Okay, whatever. You stay. And the problem is this. Californians that are sick of California, they move somewhere that resembles California. Like the worst city, but soon to be a very rich city in Texas is Austin. Austin, in about 3 or 4 years, it'll be legal to shit on the street. Homelessness everywhere. That's the next place to have crazy emissions laws. Whatever county. How many of you guys live in Austin? How many of you guys live near Austin? Isn't Austin super fucked up? The homelessness problem. But the problem is that's where the nice restaurants are. That's where the money is. That's where Giga Texas is. That's where they're going to build. Why is it that Californians leave California and they move somewhere that resembles California? The fucking disease. I don't understand the people that stay there, don't do something about it. I get it. Look, the automotive performance and racing industry is fucking trash. I'll be honest with you guys. It's fucking trash. Everyone's a piece of shit in it. No one takes it serious. Everyone's looking out for number one. If there's a martyr, if there ever is to be a martyr of the whole situation, I still don't think that would help. I think the performance and racing industry is the biggest fucking trash industry ever. Why? No backbone. Zero backbone. We're a pussy ass fucking industry full of bitch ass motherfuckers that talk a big game, but they don't do shit when it comes to furthering the cause or preventing stuff. People are just taking money, bending over, sucking the EPA's dick, you know, succumbing to the California stuff. Whoever is in like that local legislature or whoever, or the Congress, whatever, in California proposing those fucking cameras, every single one of those guys should be voted out. But car guys are busy flipping quarters. Car guys are busy, you know, doing other shit. Then they go, oh man, what happened? I don't know. ¿Qué pasó? I didn't know that was illegal to have a set of Flowmasters on a Mustang. Well, yeah, it all happened while you were flipping quarters at 3 a.m, bro. Bro, California, you got to get the fuck out of there. You got to get the fuck out of there or do something about it. Because I think Florida is going to be the last spot. There's a lot of free, you know, you want to talk, people go, well, Alex, North Dakota is pretty free. Yeah, free of people. And nobody wants to live up there. But I'm saying a state that is desirable to live in, nice. Texas was that, but I'll be honest with you. I lived in Texas. I don't like Texas. It's not pretty. It's not nice. It's not, the beaches are trash. There's nothing about Texas to me that goes, I want to live there. But Texans love living there. But slowly but surely, they're turning that state blue. You see it. Austin is going to be the mecca for all the bullshit. And it's going to be like a disease that starts to spread through the rest of your body. It's like your arm having gangrene. And you're going, it's all good. It's nowhere near my heart. And it's fucking slowly takes over your whole body. And you're fucking dead. California's fucking trash. If you live, work, have a business in California, and you're not doing shit about this stuff, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you guys. You guys are, I can't even give you any advice. Nothing surprises me anymore about California. If they're going to be like, you need to get your ass fucked before you come into this state to make sure that it fits a certain, or if, you know, it won't surprise me. I'd go, yeah, that makes sense. Cause it's California. You have to suck a dick to get a driver's license. Part of the driver's license is how far can you deep throat dick? Yep, I believe it. It's California because you guys are super fucked up and you're dead. You do nothing over there to fix it. You do nothing but say, yo, man, this is fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, do something about it, bro. I moved from Massachusetts, which is a police state. Guys, it is a police state. You feel uneasy. Have you seen the state trooper attire in California? Literally Nazi uniform. go look at a fucking state trooper uniform in California. I'm sorry, in Massachusetts. Exactly like what the Nazis wore in the 40s or the late 30s. I made fun about them. Like, why do they have to have leather boots all the way up to their fucking thighs? And the same hat, the same shoulder pads, the same thing, bro. Unbelievable. So what do you guys think? California gonna ever get head out of their ass, meaning the people that live there either leave it or change it? I don't think so. Not in my lifetime. In my lifetime, it'll stay that way. So say hi to the people. Thank you, Mr. I forget it. Rami Zaidan and the gentleman from Parch Farm, Rami Zaidan, and Two Auto Solutions. Thank you for being sponsor of the show. I will always mention you guys. You guys hook a brother up, pay money, and it's a nice time. I can afford another car because of you guys. Thank you very much. So let's go to the holy shit, it is a Nazi uniform. You guys didn't know that? Check that out. State Trooper, Massachusetts State Trooper. State Trooper uniform. Tell me this isn't exactly what the Nazi shit looks like. Please, 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 please. Miss me with that bullshit. If this isn't exactly what the Nazi uniforms look like back in the day, right? This, and I would always laugh. I go, why do these motherfuckers look exactly like the SS? Look at this. Like, you're proud to wear that? You literally look like a fucking soldier from Germany in the 40s with this shit. All right. And that's when I said, I got to get out of here, man. I had to get the fuck out of there, bro. It was unbelievable how they acted, how they, you know, like a state trooper in Massachusetts is like, he acts like his shit doesn't stink. And what they're doing is mostly on the side of the road, getting time and a half by being parked asleep behind a construction zone. And I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here or I'm going to fuck you out right now, motherfucker. Say hi to the people here. Let's get some of the paid questions too, real quick. Hey, Alex, I live in Virginia. We got a Republican and I thought it was good. Then he just reinstated the noise mandate. Previous Democrat took it away. Wow, unbelievable. I live within an hour in Austin and it's already like that. Cali people move here and vote for the same crap they left. Then they wonder why their home sucks again. Zero introspection. Coca-Cola says, cure me. we got, is it worth tuning a 21 GT500 93? What improvements are there? Just look, it's worth it just to get some of the aftermarket support. You're not going to gain 50 horse, 60 horse, better RPM range, a little better shifting, some special sauce. Don't expect the world out of that thing. It is a 2020. Guys, it's a $100,000 Gen 2 car with a DCT. That's all it is. Good morning, says Madi 50, Boost Lee, JD Swag, Mendoza, John the Gaptist, 2000 MCR, EPA. By the way, we do give away cookies. Today, we give away cookies. Every Tuesday this month, we are giving away three cookies. Melissa and James, some of the nicest people I've ever met, got a nice little business called Dough My God Cookies, Dough My God Cookies, _ LLC on Instagram. The mint cookie, I'm dying to fucking taste. It looks badass. And we're going to give away three today of your choice. Douche did it. Chrome Taint. Melissa, how you doing, young lady? Robo Style, Coca-Cola, Matt 2011 GT, Monty 540, Andrew, Coca-Cola again, John Shoemaker twice, Valley 10 Speed. This guy is one of the easiest people to work with I've ever had in my life. And I think his last name ends with an EZ. Maybe not. But the guy was legit and his car is fucking rolling. For the mods, it's fucking rolling. D-Rock Fox, SVT Snake, Jason Freiberg, Clip Clop the Horse, Killian or Kylon 302. TJ, Second Shift, California, getting some hate. Vival Stallion, Euphorics, JD Swag, Chris, Rich, Rodney, Color, Trevor, Penton, all the usual suspects. Let's go all the way down. Talk some shit. You guys make the show. You guys are the show. I just literally sit here, read your questions, and try to make something of it. What do you think should happen in California? Why aren't people leaving? Why don't they move out? A shack is $500,000. a 2-2 anywhere near the big cities is stupid. It's stupid money. Oh, geez. I didn't fuck find
that. Stupid.
Dumb money. And they stay. They fucking stay. Nestor Barrios. Bitch, I'm channel support. I'm tempted on getting a Charger Hellcat. The Auto Trans is a huge downer for me, but what do you think? Ford doesn't have a badass four-door option. Nice to catch a lie for once. Okay, Nestor, this is what you got to realize when you... I would buy it, but you got to get all the nannies for protection. Why? Se lo van a robar. There, you know who's going to try to grab them cars to potentially do a
Hellcats and track hawks.
They got slide job on somebody. Yeah. Oh, you know, we got a slide on Pookie. Well, what are we going to do? Wow, this guy down in Miami got himself a Hellcat and a track hawk.
Hellcats and track hawks. They got Timmy on the turn
up in the blast. So you got to be careful buying that car because se lo van a robar, and they might end up using it for a drizzy. Do you know what I'm saying? So do you? I would get the wheel locks, anti-theft. I'd boot the motherfucker. I would boot the car before you go to sleep. Do you know what I'm saying? Been busy getting my 88 Honda TRX for the Dort track racing in New Hampshire. Throw up a one to annex California. Can't imagine spending $500,000 on stir-fried shit of excuse of a house. He can store it in my garage. I asked all my close friends in the family that I'm cool with. They all pretty much said, I can't leave the weather and all their families here. Same bullshit reason is, if you ask me, they're afraid. They're afraid. I left Massachusetts. I left everybody. Yo, Alex, that Charger Hellcat payment plan. Did you guys see somebody sent me a Instagram post of a Hellcat that you can finance for $200 a month for 30 years, literally a mortgage. So I left everybody, guys. I left my mom, my dad, my sister, all of my cousins. I left everybody. Family is not, I'm sorry. I'm one of these guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to suffer mentally just to stay close to fucking family. I couldn't live. I went through seasonal depression because of the cold. I couldn't believe the lack of job prospects in my field. Like industrial stuff, bye-bye. There is no industrial stuff in Massachusetts. Bye-bye. You're either in pharmaceuticals or weed. That's what Massachusetts became. And when I started working as a millwright, They started debating the legalization of dispensaries, and I thought, no, that's whack shit. That's just a road down to bullshit. And all my hippie friends, oh man, don't worry about it, bro. You're just too uptight. What's gonna happen is we're simply just gonna legalize it. We're gonna tax it, and all our problems will go away because there's so much money in marijuana that you can tax it to death. People will buy it. Give them legal ways of getting it. Give everyone a card. The deficit will be zero in 5 years. Everyone's a fucking stoner, lazy fuck. Nobody does shit. Everyone either goes to the casinos. Once they legalized casinos, that was a shithole. Or they smoke fucking weed. Well, Alex, what's your problem? I don't see what the problem is, Alex. Joe Rogan smokes weed. You're not Joe Rogan. I like how people think that because Joe Rogan and Elon Musk puffed it once, that automatically makes them smart or better than. You stupid cocksuckers. Channel support, bitch up. Problem is SoCal has the best weather terrain in the lower 48. Okay. You can go skiing. Don't care. You can hit the beach. Beach here. Sand dunes here. And if you wanted trading literal snowflake for liberal, dude, beaches are the best here. The Pacific Coast Highway. Cool. Rocks. Awesome. Beaches are the best here. The water's cold as fuck over there, I think. Shit's warm and nice here. The fishing is ridiculous here. There's sand dunes here further south, about an hour away. And the beaches, the whole coast is what? At least 150 miles of gorgeous. Emerald Green to actually two, because both coasts and the Gulf, man, don't talk to me about California and the lower 48. The laws and the lockdown, you would rather be locked down in paradise than to be free anywhere else? Chris, I would not want to be locked down in paradise. No, thank you. Inject weed in the butthole. Hey, Alex, I'm selling my 19 GT. There are three options. I have to replace it with 14 ZL1, 12 GT500, or 14 GT500. All terrible options. All are manual. Which one would you recommend for a fun car to mess around on the street? Out of those three? If the 12 GT500 had a TVS, I'd do that. But the 14 GT500. Unfortunately, that's the only one I got. Just try weed, bro. Just get with the times. Alex, you're just too uptight, man. You just need to smoke some. Are you fucking stupid? The poop all in the streets in California smells great mixed with the salt water. Alex, the terrain here is unbelievable. You can go skiing. You can go to the beach. You can wade over shit, trip over bums, get stuck with a hypodermic needle all within an hour of each other. Get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking nuts? He said it's the best terrain. Is he negating the bums on the side of the road and the tent cities as terrain? I call that terrain. Have you ever seen someone just throw their life away from drugs? Yeah. Most of my friends. Again, I got the fuck out of Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a trap. So they lock you into the system of relying on the local government. They give you everything. They give you subsidies, rent, all this bullshit. But they just give you enough so that you can't, you know, you can live with it, but you can't like prosper. So you're like, all right, if I do nothing and just keep breathing, I can live. Fuck all that shit, bro. Biggest turning point in my life was accepting that weed was making me lazy. I miss it, but I'm more successful without it. Set uniform for comparison. Thank you very much, Instagram. I'm telling you, bro. You guys look at and I'm sure there's a couple of state troopers that listen to this. You can't fault my logic. You guys both know that. The California has a lot of stuff that's similar to, yeah, dude. I mean, the hat. I mean, look at this. This is crazy to me. And I remember getting pulled over by a couple of state troopers, and I was like, yeah, I'm not a fan of how they look and how, I mean, it's so sad that's what what Massachusetts chose, the hat design, everything. It's exactly like a Nazi uniform. And I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Guys, I mainly got out of there because of the car stuff. So, okay. I had my 2011 Coyote. Well, let me get the paid question. I already got that. I had my 2011 Coyote in, yes, I do like Arizona, George Figueroa. I do like Arizona very much. It's getting a little kooky over there, but some of the place, some of the landscape, some of the people, some of the weather, the dry, dude, I really like it over there. I'm not a big fan of the altitude, but it's a very nice place. So I remember when I got my 2011 Mustang, I bought it. The first thing I did was free flown exhaust. Boom, bought that shit, put it in. It was emissions exempt for 2 years. Put a tune in it, drove it around. I thought it was okay. It wasn't spectacular. And then what did I have to do to pass emissions? Well, I had to go in there and put the cats back on. And guys, you know how much of a pain in the ass it is to put cats back on a car that they're able to be unbolted on 2011 Mustangs, but them bolts are a pain to get to. Sometimes you strip the head of them. So after doing that for 3 years, I was like, let me just get a set of high flow cats, see if that goes. The high flow cats flow too much. So that ended up causing an emissions failure. Yes, a high flow cat that had a carb number went past the efficiency threshold of the car and now made it illegal. So I had to put stock cats. I just got sick and tired of doing that dance. So I had, you know, to Texas because I thought it's free here. Texas is free. My girlfriend at the time got a job in Houston. I moved to Houston and I was amazed at the car culture. Badass meets every freaking night. There's a car meet. You can find a race at any time on your way home from work, in the morning, at lunch. You can find a race. But then I started noticing that Harris County started to have emissions because I worked at a place that did emissions checks. And I went, this looks suspect because it's starting to feel that Harris County, specifically where I lived, was starting to enforce emissions stuff. So I was like, yeah, and I didn't love the state. I didn't love the weather, a bunch of rain. And I saw, you know, right, the hurricane hit us. And I'm like, this ain't for me. Metland Racing, blah, 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 and the rest is history. Salvador, Alex, I went to the Ford dealer because my 20T is burning 2 quarts of oil every 3,000 miles. That shit's junk. And they told me it was within spec to burn a half quart every 500 miles. Sounds crazy to me. That's full of shit. I put 3,000 miles on the braking oil of the fucking, the white car. It had all of 9 whatever quarts. Bro, come on, stop it. Oh, sorry. I thought he meant Arizona, the Arizona. I do like AutoZone. See, I missed that joke. Chick-fil-A. Making excuses to live in California is like making excuses that a 3-valve is faster than a coyote. Just like sucking dick for money is cool. Wow, aren't you a girl? I love that. If I get long tube headers on my 18 GT and a Lund tune, will I get a CEL? You damn Skippy, you're going to get a check engine light. 100%. I prefer Oregon. O'Reilly's. Chris Banning just keeps giving me money. My favorite type of question. Doesn't say a goddamn thing. Gotta love that. To protect and extort. It's so stupid. Vato Zone is only in the puro pinche 956 a la verga. Cuz. Gotta love that shit.
Puro pinche 956 a la verga.
Yeah, mine stays full with a catch can. That's crazy. What's a CEL? I actually just sold my home in AutoZone because it's turning into California. Well, that makes no fucking sense. State is already voting blue. Weird. I thought Nazis were fans of free-flowing exhaust system. Oh, no. Stop it. No Nazi jokes. A girl with a car, guy with a boyfriend. AKA, I learned a lot about Mustang guys, and I love it. Yeah, look, you'll learn a lot. Does Chris still have – I think Chris is the first and only person ever to have me sign his radiator cover. And I said, don't you want someone famous to sign this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'd like you to sign it. I'm like, okay. Some other kid made me sign his dash. I said, well, your value just went down $5,000 with my signature on this fucking thing. Ah, shit, rough up here. I'm on the West Bridgewater line of Brockton, so I'm somewhat normal. If I was a girl, I'd suck dick for money, says Douche did it. Alex, what's next? TDC, got a good question. Wednesday, 100% tomorrow. Or send me an email, whatever you want to do. But tomorrow, 8 o'clock, we're going to do a TDC. I'm going to try to stick to that schedule. Can we start referring to 3-valve Mustangs as poverty ponies? No, poverty ponies are like 2-valve, 94 to 95 weird ones. Like those 94, 95s are fucking weird as shit. Those are poverty as fuck. 74 to 78 is poverty as fuck. Fox bodies are magical. So there's nothing wrong with the Fox body. What would you recommend as a good fast daily driver? 12 boss 302 build? Well, daily and build are contradictory. I'm actually considering, after racing Jake, whatever happens with the race, of getting rid of the Vortec. If I can't figure out the lack of boost situation, because 347 pulling on that car should be making close to 800 and it ain't doing it. So what do? Send the head unit in and have them do all that bullshit and rebuild and wait 3 or 4 weeks to get it back, only to potentially be disappointed again? I've always like probably thought, let me just leave this thing NA, you know, or end up going turbo with it eventually. Maybe sell it. That'll put money down towards a turbo system. But honestly, daily to me should be something you can daily, not boosted, not 800 wheel, nothing like that. Haha, Arizona, Oregon never gets old. CDL is commercial dick lang. Got it. There's always around that O2 CEL, no CEL with my Lund tune. Yeah, don't advertise that, dude. Don't be advertising that shit. Would you still buy a C6Z for 40 to 45 in this market? Yep, absolutely. Look, a C6Z right now is one of those cars, has a big fucking honking LS in it, and you can kind of get whatever you want for it, right? It's one of those very sought-after cars. Think Dakota will sign my dash? Probably. He'll probably make fun of you too. No question. Just some support while I wait for Nardi to finish my tune. Nardi's going to finish your tune? Nardi's tuning? When did that happen? Don't forget, Nazis are experts on dangerous gases. You got any fuel pump with return for sale? I remember you had a setup for sale for a Coyote Mustang. No, I do not. I have a return fuel system for the truck, and I'm still holding out hope that something comes up, but gosh damn it, nothing. I have found nothing. that people are have ready now. Vortech doesn't have something ready. I don't want a Whipple. Don't want Edelbrock. Don't want any TBS. Don't want an Odin. Don't want any of that bullshit. No one has shit. So I'm just going to wait, I guess. I have a question for TDC. Would you rather email? But I'm sure that's not. Yes, email it so I can talk about it tomorrow. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. So any questions you have for TDC, send it on email, ydbtforlife@gmail.com. California is shit, in my opinion. There are only a few good counties left, and those have to be close to the water for it to be worth it. I agree. Like, I visited California less than a year ago, and I thought, okay, like, I thought I was going to get this, like, crazy feeling of, like, oh my God, this is ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. This is going to be amazing. And I landed, and the weather was nice and cool, but, you know, it's been fucking gorgeous in Florida for the last 3 weeks, 75 to 82 and a breeze in West Palm Beach. I'm like, bro, it's late April, early May, and I go, this is why I live here. I fucking love it here, bro. I leave in the afternoon, and it's gorgeous. Ah, bro, it feels beautiful. Like those 6 months between October and May are perfection. Yeah, you get 3 months of really hot weather and a couple of months of potential hurricane, but, you know, season. But anything in between those days, you'll have a bunch of days that are really good. So trust me, I love it here. It's beautiful. Can I just swap an 18 cold air box on my 16 GT without any issues? Nope, it's going to run 30% lean. You need a tune for that because it is 95 millimeter or something like that, whereas the stock one is 85 millimeter or so. It sucks for those not in the cities. I drive through upstate New York and it's fucking beautiful, but all the bullshit in New York City affects them too. Exactly. Have you ever driven by the farms in, is it Monroe County? Monroe County, then you go up to like close to Pennsylvania, Lake Wall and Pawpack near Scranton, not in Scranton, near Scranton, all the hillsides. If you're in Pennsylvania and you go to what's that track where all the fucking Amish people live? Forget. Gorgeous. And then you're like, wow, this is beautiful here, but you're still beholden to the laws of the dumb shits in the big cities. If a Houston got A10 on nitrous, Billy Badass setup, no. No. Billy Badass to me is 1200 horse, twin turbo, badass shit, you know? Billy Badass is 150 shot on a tin can. It's going to be a 9 second car potentially, like a low 10 second car, a high 9 second car. But Billy Badass to me is something that can go eights or sevens and they do crazy shit on the street. How's fire season in Florida? Cali can get smoky as fuck. Not a problem here. The wind is always blowing, dude. And the fire season here, when they do burn, it's closer to the center of the state. There isn't high brush here. Okay, there isn't high brush in on the coasts. It's palm trees, mostly. Alex, do you still go to PBH during your lunch break? Nope. It's too busy. Okay, I'm not going to say it's too busy. The systems that we use to tune have become infinitely more complex and cumbersome to use. So I do not get that lull in the action anymore. Again, 40 emails now takes me as long as 100 emails used to take me. So 40 emails, I wake up in the morning. I got to wake up 17 pieces. I got to turn on 17 pieces of software just to export a tune. And it's getting old really fucking fast. Can a London Engage read the codes of an older 05 plus? Yeah, if it's a Ford vehicle, sure. But if the cable, I think the cable is different, right? Like, older 05 plus? Yeah. I think you could just shove a cable in it and read the codes off of any Ford vehicle. What's your opinion on CEO? What's CEO? Not Colorado. Is it something else like a parts store that's with a CEO? I'm amazed that Jay Leno hasn't opened his stupid mouth about what's going on. Most likely he's so out of touch. He doesn't give a shit. When you're that rich, you get pulled over. Oh, you're Jay Leno, the guy who hid in the closet during the David Letterman negotiations to figure out what to use against him? Yeah, you're awesome. Fuck that guy in the ass. Guy's a piece of shit. Unpopularity opinion? Did you mean unpopular? You should pay taxes for 5 consecutive years before you're eligible to vote. Well, okay. People that make under $50,000 a year technically don't pay federal taxes, right? They get it all back. So that's a slippery slope. Pocono? Yes, Pocono. Exactly. Maple Grove. Maple Grove, Pocono. Yes, Maple Grove. The drive to Maple Grove, guys, is gorgeous. I think American Muscle is going to have another car show at Maple Grove this year because their headquarters is really close by. I was thinking of going, but why? It is gorgeous, a gorgeous drive. And you forget that that area is in the same state as Philly. Fucking shit-ass fucking city, bro. No, thank you. Also, Alex, not sure if you saw my comment, but according to the state-issued smog checks handbook, catch cans, oil separators do not require CARB EO number. What state? What state? You mean California? Then why does the Ford say this is a emissions item and not for use on publicly driven cars or cars driven on public roads? Doesn't make sense. Let me go all the way down to the bottom. You guys are flying through the comments. 3 years of talking poo. Glad I've been here for the from the start. Still remember you laughing at the three of us asking how to run 12 NA from the very first show. But a 9-second streetcar for minimal sounds nice. Yeah, it does. But you said Billy Badass. You said Billy Badass. You didn't say nice. It's pretty nice, but it's not Billy Badass in my opinion. What do you think between Georgia and Texas overall? What state would you choose between the two? Georgia, by far. Georgia. Women are better looking. Savannah's nice. Has a couple of good tracks in the center. It can get podunk as fuck, but you can find a real quiet spot for relatively good money. And it's not a state that's ruined yet. You know what I mean? Atlanta is not my favorite. It's a little crowded. It's not for me. And Atlanta's just not my favorite, but that's no different than Miami is not for me, and I live in Florida. Miami is trash to me. Cool to visit if you're an out-of-towner, but if you're a local, you avoid Miami like the plague, okay? It's like if you're visiting Florida, you go, I can't wait to put the top down, and you get 15-degree sunburns on your fucking head. The locals here know better, and they cover up, and they make sure they don't put the top down if they have a convertible. But I think Georgia, and out of those two, I would choose Georgia 100% of the time. I just didn't like the feeling I got in Texas because, and again, when I talk Texas, people get mad at me because they think I'm just some, this is the first thing that Texans say when I talk negatively about Texas. Oh, he sounds like a homo. Why? Because I speak good English. I'm sorry that I speak good English. I'm sorry. I can read a book. I'm sorry. I can put words together without, you know, much thought. Oh, but Texas to me is full of, let's just say this is not for me. Let's just say it's not for me. Georgia girl, I fully support that, but stay away from Atlanta. Houston gut is Billy, but not badass, I think. Can't complain much here in West Virginia. I figured it was him because he was the one that I was talking with. First time I tuned from you guys, so I didn't know he didn't tune. No, he tunes like NA combos, but if you have like a boosted car, it's us. Johnny is the guy you talk to get your tune vetted. What cold air? What injectors? What do you want to do with it? Da-da-da-da-da. Then he puts that in the pending list. Then he doles it out at the end of the day to the tuners. Plan on leaving New York for Georgia. Good for you. We only have one track left near Savannah. They closed the other one. They didn't close Valdosta. Valdosta, they didn't close. Don't they have a couple of small tracks? Is there any way to get rid of the reoccurring engine light that pops up after installing catalyst headers? Come on, Bender. Come on, Bender. You got louvers in your car? Bro, Bender, you got louvers in your car. Bender, I see a picture of you in the thing. You got louvers in your car. How's Bradenton? Bradenton is starting to get busy. Bradenton is one of those cities that not a lot of stuff's happening except the track. So people are moving there. People see that the housing prices are pretty cheap and reasonable. But then what's happening is rapid growth, rapid expansion. And you'll see one of these days they're gonna build complexes near the track. And guarantee they're going to complain about the noise at the track. Abisko Excavation became a new member. Thank you, sir. Okay. California, not sure what the discrepancy is, but plain English in the Bureau of Automotive Repair Literature. Okay, gotcha, California. But last, we have a Republican governor in mass. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Took him off. Took him off. He said, I took him off. Oh, my God. I hope so. Everyone putting a one up in the chat. Holy shit. God damn it. What is wrong with louvers? Everything's wrong with louvers. Like, what is this? 1960? What's the purpose of louvers? Let me see. The purpose of louvers. And this is the second segment of the show where we talk about louvers. Okay. A louver includes a set of blades that are either fixed or operable. It helps maintain proper airflow through the metal and keeps elements like dirt, water, debris at bay. You got to love it. Louver's a big game. He just took them off. Yeah, he just took them off right now when I noticed them. You need to update your profile picture right now. If you don't, what time is it? What's his name again? 5-0 Shirley said, Valley got gapped last night by 0-1. But yeah, oh, come on. 5-0 Shirley, why the hate? A Gen 3 Mustang with a centrifugal got gapped by a $100,000 ZR1 with a 2650 for a blower. Why the hate? I don't get the hate. So okay, I get gapped by a 720 McLaren. I'm like, damn, badass car. If Valley was in the zip code of a $100,000 badass ZR1 with a 2650, they're fucking fast with the 85 and an auto. Help me make it fun of them. Come on, stop it. Stop it. We're on the same team. If you have louvers, you suck dick. Louvers equals speed. Only EPA agents rock louvers. Louvers show you like to take it in the ass. Purpose of louvers is so you can see the assholes in your mirror. Louvers are to show people you're gay without saying anything. I fuck my girl in the ass while you beat up the pussy. Fuck him in the ass while beat up the pussy is 100%. I like right. To fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. It's a C601. It's still on the LS9 blower. Okay, so he got beat by the king daddy of all stick cars. I'm sorry. He got beat by king daddy. No hate. No hate. I thought he got beat by a C7 ZR1. Why the hate, though? If he got beat by a C6 Z06, I wouldn't hate on it if it was built properly. His car has a very minimally modded situation. Like, that car doesn't have a built trans as far as I know. As far as I know, because I haven't done anything special in the tomb. Alex, the government is going to create cams to protect people from the virus. Anything else they can make up? Okay, that's 100% misinformation. Bussy, 2650 mini bike band, man. Hey, Alex, the 22 50 FM50 tunable. Hey, guys, is the 22 FM50 tunable? Everyone in the chat, put up a 69 if you know if it's tunable or not. We've asked this a bazillion times. Or we've gone through this a bazillion times. Birdman and Manny Fresh. Heading out. Good night, everyone, except for only any EPA agents. Well, thank you, same. Thank you for donating. Thank you for being on the chat. Appreciate that. Nestor Barrio, 69. No, no, no. 69. SK Jeff, 1. They're not tunable. Maybe other companies can tune them, but unless Lund Racing has all the available hardware, software, access, I think the tuning is going to be delayed. Guys, going forward, get used to it. 2021 F-150s can't get tuned properly, and they're already 2 years old because they came out in model year 2020. So, or they came out in 2020, late 2020. So, guys, get used to it. 2023 Mustangs aren't going to be tunable. 2024 Mustangs aren't going to be tunable. S650, not tunable. You're fucked. You're fucked. If I can get long tube headers on my 18 GT and a Lund tune, will I get a CEL? Thick fillet. Dude, even I knew that. Come on. Right. Even a girl knew that. Thoughts on R88s? They're fine. They're noisy. I'll tell you one thing. They're fucking noisy. And yeah, guys, look, we ask for you guys just to simply click the like button. That's all I ask. I don't have you guys buy merch to enter a contest that I'll never pay out. I never say enter this to buy. No, I say, guys, here's a fucking show. Here's free cookies. Here's free money. Here's free parts. All I ask for is a like. That's it. For daily driver and street racing, would you take a 17 FBO or C6E? C6E. Why the fuck would I take a 17 fully bolted on Mustang over a C6Z? You're comparing You dude, those aren't even in the same planet. Stop it. A bolt-on Gen 2 versus a C6Z? Boy. So will these tunable cars become more sought after? Yes. Guys, if you want to build the last Mustang that you can have access to all the Billy Badass shit was a 2020 Mustang. 21s and 22s get tuned. They're fast. They'll roll out, but not as much as a 2020 or 19. If you, okay, good example. Let's say I have a 2020 here and a 2019 here. I'm sorry, 2021 here, 2020 here. Both have Whipples. Both have 10 PSI. Both have the same horsepower to the rear wheel. Based on access, meaning the trans stuff, I put my money on the 2020, not the 2021. Because we have access to everything. 2021s, we don't have access to everything. And if we want access to badass stuff, we have to go through hoops to get it populated somewhere. It's the same question over and over, right? Why the fuck are people still trying to bait you into that answer? You know why. Guys, look. Those of you on the chat, people like JD, YouTube, SK, Thick Filet, Nestor, people, Matt 2011 GT, all the people that are in the know, they know the answer. EPA, you're up on the EPA stuff. You're up on everything. So you know the answer. But then there are a lot of people out there, guys, that still don't know. The answers, they still don't know. What power does the Stage 2 Calimer Trans hold D4? Any MT82 can hold any power. When you try to go from gear to gear, that's where the problems arise. The D4 MT82, Stage 2, has billet shift forks, where that's the weak link. But the gears can explode if you have a very stiff clutch and the gears are stock. So it all depends on the clutch selection, the kind of power you're making, the kind of torque you're making. Torque is what busts up parts, not power. Why would Lund have tune something they don't have full access to? Lund protects the brand. We all benefit from the protection of the brand. Fact. Right. The thing is, some people don't care. Some people don't care. Some people think tune to tune. Some people think a tune's a tune's a tune to tune. And no, it's definitely not. Why would Lund? Okay, we got that. 11 to 20 Mustangs are probably going to shoot up in price due to big aftermarket support and tuning access. Right. If I want to build a 7-second Mustang right now, I can do it from 11 to 20. 11 to 20, 7-second. There's parts. There's availability. The cookbook has been written and sent out. 2021s? What happens when you try to make 1,000 on a 2021? Well, why isn't the clutch holding up? Hey, I got a Billy Badass Trans on a 2021. Can you tune it? We don't have access to everything. 2020 low mile GT to the highest bidder. Hit me up. Look, I might sell mine. I love my 19, but I might sell that motherfucker. If the money's right, do a paint correction, clean up the interior, spend like $1,000 plus or more, get that bitch pristine, sell it to the highest bidder. Alex, that's Shirley's boyfriend, and he didn't want to give me a 60 to 160. I gave him a 50 roll with a semi in front of my lane. He only beat me by a fender. Yo, good for you. Valley 10 speed, I saw the video. We just did some special sauce to your shit because I'm interested in what he's got going on. And I'm like, not that I'm treating him any more special. He gets me meticulous data logs, guys. Hey, I need a watt hit on this. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, I need to watch on this. Boop, boop, boop. Here's more timing. Boop, boop, boop. Here, try this. Boop. Goes out there, races, wins. Cars just acting right. I'm not doing anything special that I wouldn't do to you. But this guy gets back to me like that. So who am I going to treat better? Someone who gets back to me every day with logs and he's out there racing often? Or someone that gets back to me a month later after installing a watt box, after installing an exhaust, after installing 430 gears without telling me, and then he goes, here's a log. My car's running like shit. Fix it. No, fuck that. I'm in the know, Mini Bike Madman. Thinking about buying a 2020 350. Are those still tunable? Yes. Yes, those are tunable. 350s, guys, are all the same computer. From 2016 to 2020, it's literally the same calibration. Yeah, I mostly know, but damn, it's fucking annoying. I get it, bro. Chip Skyler says, thoughts and advice on what to look out for when buying a used Kaido with intent to modify. Gen 1 or Gen 2, 6R80? I would look for Gen 2. The Gen 2 is just a spaceship compared to the S197. But if you're going to drag race, I would stick with the S197. The solid rear axle is going to give you the better shot of performing better. But the Gen 2 stock motor can take up to 800 plus horsepower. So honestly, I would look for how many modifications a gentleman has done. If it's got LU-47s, flex, da-da-da-da-da. If it's got all the bolt-ons. If he's got a K&N cold air in the bitch or BBK parts at all, run from that car. That's Turvy trying to get back at you asking CEL questions. Forget Daily Driver. What's your ideal Boss 302 build? Boss 302 build, huh? So, I mean, those things can take good power. This one would have to get a 2650 because of the amount of power it can take. So give me a rear feed VMP 2650 Ford Racing monoblade throttle body that works. Headers, ID 1300s or FIC 1440s. Inch and 7/8 ultimate headers. No, they don't make for Gen 1. So inch and 7/8 American Racing headers. H pipe or X pipe, whatever sound you want. Magnaflow Street Series or, you know, Adult Series exhaust, 373s, Torsen, pulley it to about 800 on E85 with the 4 Innovations fuel system. That's a perfect build. That is a absolutely perfect build. And if you can afford it, a Stage 3 Ben Calamar Trans. Forget, okay, already got that. Alex, can you holler at my girl? Who's your girl? Send a picture. Send a picture of your girl holding a milk jug. And I'll see what the cooling looks like. And then I'll see if I can shout her out. YDBTforlife@gmail.com. Alex, do I pro charge my 14GT or get a CX6R? Why are people here comparing motorcycles to cars? Like, if you want to go fast, yeah, get a bike. If you just want to go fast, get a bike. But then you're comparing yourselves to other bikes. When you get a 600, don't start racing Mustangs, because 700 horsepower Mustangs will gap your shit. But why do you compare yourselves to a car? I don't look at a motorcycle and go, I'm in competition with him. I'm in competition with other cars. If you have a 600cc bike, your competition is other bikes. Why do guys in bikes try to race? Guys that buy bikes can't build cars. Let's be honest. Guys that buy bikes to race cars can't build cars because it's really expensive. They finance 1,000cc something or 1,200 something, and they go and they put an exhaust and maybe a tuner on it, and they're like, yeah, I'm faster than a stock Mustang. No shit. Alex, should I affirm or snap financing? Not comparing. Just want to know what's more reliable for the same-ish speed. It's apples and oranges, man. Nestor says, Alex, 100% on the Charger. Los Morenos me van a joder. Between my 350 and my 7.3 OBS, I'm set. I just want a four-order sedan. G8, GXP, or Gen 3 CTSV. CTSV is money. Obviously, the king daddy of all four-door V8 cars is a Cadillac CTSV. I'm sorry, guys. I am not a stupid. Yeah, you could have your Charger. But the last thing I need is these motherfuckers coming up to my driveway and steal my shit to get after Pookie. Do you think these guys are going to come up to my driveway if there's a CTSV in the bid and they're going to try to steal it? No. They're going to be like, that bitch bad. Get the Hellcat. Do you know what I am saying? I got my R1 and a built Mustang. Calm down, fool. Hey, your built Mustang should be able to take care of the R1. Oh, no way. Then your Mustang not built. Alex, what's the ideal Boss 302 color in your opinion? Okay, so I'm a fucking weirdo with Boss 302s. In my opinion, the best Boss 302, just based on its exclusivity, is the silver with red Laguna Seca. The silver with red Laguna Seca, to me, is just such a fucking weird car that I loved it. I was like, yes, I love that thing. Second would be black with gray stripes. So the black with gray stripes and the silver with red stripes Laguna Seca is unbelievable, in my opinion. But as noches, Theo, do EcoBoost 750s utilize adaptive octane, or is that only for coyotes? So they all have knock sensors. In stock form, Ford sets a slightly lower cap. Let me see. Let's look at the tune. See if I can open the tuner real quick. So we're looking at an EcoBoost 3.5, right? Let's do it. 3.5 F1. I'm not going to show you, obviously. So EcoBoost 3.5. Let's do a 2019, a 10R80 version. Okay. So I'm going to go to the combustion limit table and see what they got going on, stock form. Hold on, guys. Hold on. So let me go to Spark. Okay. So, whoa. Yeah, that's not right. Oh, okay. Let me... So Ford caps. Wow. Who knew? Yeah. Wow. Look at that. So let me see. Reload. Ford caps timing at 14 degrees, anything past 1.6 air load. At 1.6 air load, they're at 17 degrees. Okay. So that's 17 degrees at, but that's the cap. So I reckon, or I suspect, because I've seen about 12 degrees on some of these trucks, and I've seen actually 6 degrees depending on IAT. So if you have really good octane and really cold IATs, I think the truck can see up to that spark number. But if the IATs are high and the fuel quality is low, don't be surprised if you see 8 or 9 degrees on an EcoBoost truck. See, he won't answer because he knows he's finna get gap. What's happening? I have my Fox, but it ain't fast. Haha. Just sounds good. The ZX10R and the 999S are just as fun. I raced 3-valve, got the shit out of them in second gear. Approximately 90% of the questions on the live chat have been previously asked and already answered in Alex's video. Yeah, some people. Turvy is Naked HD trolling again. There's a Naked HD. I don't really know. Should I bother getting a Phase 2 kit for the Roush blower, or should I just get the Phase 1? I would get the Phase 2 because it's an 80mm pulley and a BAP and a more aggressive calibration. I would definitely do that. Alex, would you get a CT5 Blackwing? Guys, good luck finding them. Of course I would get a CT. Look, guys, everyone has their dream garage. Everyone has their dream garage, like 5 cars. But honestly, I like 20. I wouldn't just limit it to 5 cars. But Alex, gun to my head, I needed 5 cars. 5 cars that end up in my garage. Gen 5 Viper, right? I think that's Gen 5. That's the latest gen. Correct me if I'm wrong because I'm really stupid. Gen 5 Viper, C6ZR1, C7ZR1. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. Gen 5 Viper, C6ZR1, C7ZR1, Celine S351, the 600 plus horsepower version. And I got one more car. It's got to be something I can drive around and have fun and be quick. Boy, you could do the Lambo bullshit, but honestly, it's going to be either a Tesla Plaid or a Cadillac CT5 Blackwing. Like a good fuel map, just to drive to the dyno to get tuned. New cars are going to be hard to find. You can't even find a new BRZ GR86. Ah, because they're all in the gay states, like Oregon or some shit. O'Reilly's. Yes, I have a Gen 5 Viper and a 2021 S1000R. Looking to add a BMW M2 competition Plaid. Yes, the Plaid would be badass. What about the Shelby Cobra? Look, I'm saying 5, okay? The Shelby Cobra, I love, but it doesn't have air conditioning. If I'm limited, I would 20. It would be 20, 30, 50 cars. But if you were to put a gun to my head, Gen 5 Viper, ZR1, C6, and C7, I'm sorry, they're fucking sick, bro. S351 and a Plaid. 93 Cobra R, or maybe 93 Cobra R. Guys, the cars, look, I'm not stupid. I'm not, a 93 Cobra R is just going to sit. I'm going to drive the Gen 5 Viper, the ZR1, the Blackwing, the Plaid. Bro, I'm not going to let it sit there and look pretty. Fuck all that. I've been looking for a second car for months. Good luck finding a good deal. You left your Audi off the list. Again, 5. I chose correctly. The S351, I fell in love with. And I was a young man back then, 17, 18, when it first came out, or 1920. The Gen 5 Viper is just so stupid. It's just such a badass fucking car. The ZR1s, C6s, and C7s are just fucking badass. I don't know enough about the C8 to put it in my top five garage list, but I'm never going to get to the point of having those cars, guys. I love you. I think you guys support me, and I appreciate that. I'm realistic. I'm 44 years old. I got a late run on this stuff. I don't have the tic-tac and the suck deck audience yet. But, you know, I know that this channel probably generate $100,000, $150,000 at most ever peak. So I'm going to stay within my wheelhouse. I'm not going to go above and beyond that shit. Someone paid $100. I got to get him. Always appreciate your perspective and knowledge. Two pieces of advice for everyone on the current channel. Read the Constitution. Get off your ass and vote Republican, at least at the federal level. I mean, not to say that they are better, but they are the lesser of two evils. Oh, they only look out for millionaires. Become a millionaire. I'm sorry. Considering switching from a FIC to 1440s for headroom and nitrous, would there be any issues considering when not running nitrous? No issues at all, brother. They tune pretty well. How much power is Jake's truck making? 1,000. Right now, he drives around at about a 700 horsepower setting. Treats for Tony. Thank you, Frederick Fiesta. Appreciate that. Tony always appreciates it. I'm a big fan of the 2000 Cobra R. I'm not. 2000 Cobra R specs. Let's 385 horsepower, 6-speed. Badass shit. Gen 5 Viper. Gen 5 Viper are the best Viper. That's what I'm saying. You forgot the Blue 3 Valve with the LS swap. Alex, reaching that Shelby Dave age. I'm already there. You could probably swing a C601, Alex. I could swing a fucking Lambo. I could swing an R8 Alpha 12 package, but it'd be my only car. It would be my only car. Are you having a disco party? Are you late to this fucking channel, dude? I bought a Gen 2 Mustang over a Viper. The wife said, get a Viper. I want, but everyone will personally know with one that says parts are getting ridiculous, can't find a headlight, etc. I'd still buy it. Don't care. That car will never be made again. Guys, that car will never be made again. If a Gen 5 Viper becomes available and you can swing it, guys, get that motherfucker. If a Demon becomes available and you can swing that shit, get it. It's only going to appreciate in value. The days of Vipers, Demons, Hellcats, are coming to an end. They will be museum pieces. Mark my words. There is not going to be a turnaround. The snowball is already halfway down the hill. There is no way of stopping the Green New Deal. There's no way of stopping EVs. There's no way of stopping it. It's happening. There is no going back to anything. It's over. It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over.
It's over.
So
nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
Very Valley mad at me now. It's all jokes. Yeah, no, I get it. Valley shouldn't be mad at you, man. Come on, stop it. Pick five race cars you know of to own. I already did. How are you enjoying inflation gas prices? Now voting Republican moving forward. Right. I paid $5.23 yesterday to fill up. $5.23 a gallon times 14, almost $80, something like that. I'm stupid. Back to the Future time. Pat, I just paid $75 to fill up my E46 from under a quarter. Multi-tune for the F-150, potentially. Okay, so I guess I'll get a Viper then. The ones that renamed as SRT are the deal. No. Gen 5 Viper, or get the fuck out of here, or I'm going to
get the fuck out of here, right, because I'm going to fuck you out.
Don't get an SRT. Get a Gen 5. If you can't get a Gen 5, don't get a Viper. Good schools to learn tuning. None. Get into any other trade. Get into any other trade. It's over. Don't try to learn tuning. Don't try to become a tuner. It is not going to be lucrative going forward. It is going to be hell. You got to go underground. You got to start going into the alley with tuners in your jacket. Hey, you want to tune? You want to tune? Look, I got SE. I got dead rats. I got N-gauges. I got Cobbs. I got Diablos. Why would you want to get into an industry that they're crap? It's almost like, so when was the drug trade the best? Right? When was the, Nestor, you lived in Miami most of the time. 80s, right? Let's say the 80s, boy, you were shipping cocaine to Miami in speedboats. airplanes, barges, shit was popping. Don Johnson, Miami Vice, white vests, fucking stupid. Then the government's like, here we go. We're going to crack down on your shit. And everyone that's in this trade is going to get life in prison. And then you're like, I think I want to become a drug dealer. That's how the government views tuning. The good old days are behind us. And I know that. The good old days are behind us. Not 2020 will go down in history as the last great year Mustang that's easily supported by the aftermarket. That's my prediction. 21s, 22s, they're fine. They make okay power. They'll roll out. They'll do well. But not compared to the 20s and under. Those cars, we can build a 7 cent car tomorrow if we have money. But the 21s and up, and then the more late model they get, the harder they're going to become to tune. And you're going to be that guy rocking in your house. And then little Billy comes up to you and he goes, Daddy. He sees this. Right? Billy sees this picture. Right? He goes, Daddy, what was that? And you're like, sit down, you little piece of shit. I'm going to tell you a great story. Oh, the good old days. Oh, look it. We're going to be back to this. This is the future. This, you think this is the future, guys? This is not the future. This is the future. Old, ratty-ass cars that get wheel standing bullshit. Look at the headlights pointing. Look at Brandon back there pointing. Look at John Lund Jr. looking like a proud papa and me just having a good old time. Wiping the tears. Guys, it's over. You look, I understand what's happening. What's up? Tony, remember the time you went for a ride in the Fairmont? You ended up in the back. You ended up by the fuel cell. You didn't bitch and moan. You just crawled your ass back up to the front and looked out the window. Those days are over, puppy. Remember the time I took you in the red car to the animal hospital when you were like this big? Over. The good old days are over. I had to sell it because of you, you little bastard. Tony's face is always very, oh, what do you got? Where's the toy? Where's the toy? I can't play with you unless you give me the toy. What are you going to do? What's so gosh darn special about tuner fish? Okay. A cop gave me a misdemeanor here in Michigan for too loud of an exhaust. My shit was bone stock at the time, bro. The best part of these videos is Alex talks to Tony, Tony's face. Tony's the best. Tony has very, very unique eyes and he looks like a little human when you talk to him. So, okay. Are you going to be okay with me not being able to tune the cars? Because I might have to get a regular job. Arby's, so I can remind me of all the girls I dated, stack them roast beef in the buns, butter them up, be like, oh, this looks like Vanessa. You remember, girl came over here one time, you were licking her feet. I literally had a threesome because you licked her feet. Good for you, buddy. Good for you. He's badass. This dog's badass. Is Tony still getting that headliner dust out of his eyes? Oh shit. That car will be back with a vengeance. You'll see that car will be back. And that's why I've concentrated most of my efforts, money, budget towards that car. You guys have seen the F-150 take a back seat. You guys have seen not much progress on the GT500 because I can't find an axle back anywhere. The axle back I bought on Amazon showed up as a Durango axle back. So if you guys know anybody that has a 3-inch cap back for a 14 GT500, email me. I have money. Let's go. I will pay you. It's got to be a nice exhaust. It can't be a piece of shit. It's got to be nice. Full exhaust. All the clamps, all the hardware. No missing shit. Tiffany. Imagine someone in the ticket system requested Tony for a tune. Cali has become the hub for wussification of America. I live in a conservative county, but here in the state, it's run by corrupt liberal yahoos. The weather's amazing year-round, considering leaving. Gotta leave. This fool just said, had a threesome because you licked her toes. I'm weak as fuck. I was going to Pound Town. And she's like, oh! And I was like, what happened? She goes, your dog licked my toes. I looked at him and I was like, where is it? Do I have it here? Do I have it here? Do I have it here? I'll look for it. Hold on. R2D. Oh, here we go. So she goes, oh, look, I think your dog licked my feet. And I looked at him and I went,
my nigga.
Gotta love that. I love that sound clip. As an oil field worker and the diesel shortage in the world, a barrel of oil will be $200 in 5 years. I genuinely needed that answer. Thank you. Tiffany? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Alex has a soft spot for Tiffany's and Corsa exhaust. Exactly, Cali cars. Alex and Tony tag team, and Tony wanted in on the action. Alex, I decided to sell my ADLX last month, and my spare Coyote engine was currently building. I figured I'd build something else after I finished trade school. Smart man. Smart man. Tony's sporting the red rocket while Alex slams the roast beef. I always wanted a dog, but I know if I got a dog like Tony, I'd get attached, and I don't know if I can handle it. He's a great dog. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm considering getting another. I'm considering getting a red and white Boston, but he can't be a puppy. I did the puppy thing, and God damn it, it's a lot of work. I'd love to get like a one-year-old. There's a woman that I know that where I got him of the breeder, she sometimes has like 6, 7, 8-month-old Bostons available. So if I do come across another one, I might get him a little playmate. Only because when I'm working, you could tell he wants attention. And if there's two of them here destroying the apartment, cool. And when they go out and play, they fucking destroy each other, cool. Right now, he's just like, Alex, play with me. And if there's another dog here, he'd play with him. And I think he needs a little, get it? I think he needs a little partner, in my opinion. Yeah, training day all over again. Exactly. Tony learned from the best. Did Tiffany bring the sandwich bags? What's Tony 60? Put the draggy on him. Tony is the wingman, the new movie Top Gun Maverick. Got Tony some pussy. Tony got me my girlfriend. Guys, there was a Colombian chick. There's another Colombian chick in the complex, or Venezuelan. She's smoking hot, right? I'm at the park by myself. I'm a taken man. She just goes right up to the fucking dog and starts petting the motherfucker. And I'm just like, coño puta, pediste permiso. You just went right up to my dog. Like, you just didn't even acknowledge me. But that dog can pull chicks. He's badass. Tony getting his own complex girl. I wouldn't get him a female. I'd get another male because I want to kind of, they need the energy. Maybe get a female, but I don't want to have puppies. I'm going to get you fixed. Nah. But if I get you fixed, I got to put you on the trend, son. See? Can you say On3 Chris has the slowest single turbo ever? On3 Chris has the slowest single turbo ever. Boss or AT Manual for boost? Both work the same way. Tony's getting a lady friend. Little Billy meme sent. Little Billy meme? What's going on? Instagram? I like Second Shift Racing. He has good stuff. He has good content. I like what he does. You guys got to start following Second Shift Racing, bro. They're good people. He's good people. They're good people. He's good people. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Look at that. Exactly. Look at this. This is fucking perfect. Guys, in 10 years, maybe less, we're going to be these people. Grandpa, I found this in your old stuff. What is it? Sit down, you little oof, the F word. I'm going to tell you a great story. I'm telling you guys, this will be us in fucking 5 to 10 years. Dad, they outlawed gas cars and you only have hovercrafts and Tesla Model 3s. What is this loud thing in your garage? And you turn it on and it has a Lund ghost cam tune. And then the same stupid argument comes up. That thing has a ghost cam tune? So you're saying it's not real cams, Daddy? Daddy, you're saying it's not real cams? Shut the fuck up, you little piece of shit. Never had Bostons, but two males could cause issues. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think about 50 Coyote swaps? They're fine, especially the Gen 2 motor. It's very available. The Gen 2 F-150 motor is insanely available, has slightly less compression, so it's friendly for higher boost on pump gas, and it's just as robust as a Mustang Gen 2 motor. Elon Musk should buy you another Boston. Yes, I already bought the animal crackers. Alex, Tony, Eiffel Tower, whatever. What up, Alex? It's Shark Marls. But Dad, I thought Ghost Cam tunes hurt the motor. C6 base or 17 GT? Okay, 17 GT. Look, there's certain cars you don't buy the base model of, right? Like, you ever go out on a date and some bi-a-ho says some shit like, what kind of car you got? And I'm like, oh, GT500 and a Mustang. She's like, I got a BMW. and the big hoe has the base of the base model BMWs. Or she says, I got a Mercedes and it's an Amazon fulfillment center van shit. I got a Mercedes. Bitch, that's your work van. So when you buy a Corvette, in my opinion, you should buy at least a Grand Sport. Like, at least a Grand Sport. Then you can work your way up to the Zs. And the ZR is King Daddy. But I wouldn't buy a base vet. Why not? Alex has got the LSD. It's cheaper. I'm sorry. I treat it just like a Mercedes. If I can't get the badass bitch, I don't get it. Imagine little Timmy going in the garage and dad starts up his 3-valve with tears running down his face. Well, the problem is if little Timmy goes into the garage, when dad turns on his 3-valve, he might get a phaser to the face. So I wouldn't even turn it on. Base model, anything is a turn off. See, this is a woman, a lady, guys. So if you have a base model, anything, like I could have gotten a base model Mustang and built it up. But I'm like, nah, let me get a performance package with the calculator dash. At least it's got Brembos. YouTube says she says BMW and it's 20 years old from a used parking lot in the hood costs two grand. People trying to say that about my E46. Sure, it's a BMW, but I paid $1,700 for it. And yes, I work on it myself. I have a supercharged Mustang, has ProCharge 3-valve with louvers. Oh, wow. What a thing to say that can be totally convoluted. I own a supercharged Mustang, and it's a 3-valve with a ProCharger. Oof. Could you imagine? I agree. And I have a Stingray. I like it, though. Fuck base models. I buy a base shit C6, have it converted to a Velara. Little Timmy is probably gay. Does Thick Filet live in Colorado? Stop it. She's taken. Stop it. Oh, I think he meant. Stop it. Little Timmy's going to find them louvers and realize grandpa was gay back in the day. Is thick and actually thick. Yeah, Thick Filet is a verified thick lady. She's a good looking girl. Thick Filet, high maintenance now? No, but she gets it. It is a weird look when you're driving around in a base model anything. I have a Cam Mustang. It's a B-Cam stock block, 5.0. Little Timmy's dad probably doesn't have a roof on his carport. Most likely underage number 3 tattoo. Wow, the references here are so great. AZ, OR, number 3, number 2, number 2. Got someone tattooed number 2 on their neck on this chat. Like shit, like poop. Number 2. Mind blown. Professional louver. She walks out of the 3-valve once you lose the Altima. She walks out of the 3-valve. She loses. Looking for an Alex opinion, not the Lund Racing one you gave me today. 750 rear wheel horsepower on a Gen 3 10R80 9 PSI pulley 36085. Looking to possibly increase boost and throw a 3.4 on it. Am I pushing the limit? No, you're not pushing the limit. I think I told you go ahead, Pimpus is 997. Get after it. 3.47. Let's fucking go. Make 800. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I'm not trying to holler. Just see a girl at my gym that wears a Thick Filet shirt all the time. Base model, I can barely afford this. And also, I don't love cars. This girl's a car girl, guys. She ain't about the bullshit. Shout out to my workplace laying off 12% of the company. God damn, that sucks. Oof. Inflation, gas prices, and layoffs? Bro, gonna be Hunger Games in a second. Turvy, just hold the flashlight. You bussy. Tattooed a 2 and got the 1. Why do people do E50 tunes? I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Maybe they think it's more octane than 93, and it might be, but honestly, I don't. To constantly find a consistent mix of E50, like, does a pump consistently spit out E50? And then you got to, like, find the mix and make sure it's consistent. I'm good. I'm going to pass on that. Add this, Alex, when someone thinks they're funny, but they're not. Download. Watch it be some dumb shit. Okay. Go.
Natalie.
Recession coming soon. Takes 351 Windsor and hones it out for 10 minutes. Now you got a 352. Oh, my God. Gotta love it. Who's buying the dip? Laid off the 120 plus from my shift. All my friends gone. I would have liked the... Laid off 120 plus for my shift. All my friends gone. I would have liked the layoff pay. Wow. Wow. All your friends are gone. I used to run E32 in my Fiesta. I had to test the E every time to see how much I needed. Got rid of that shit ASAP. Right. It's constantly finding the right mix. And I'm just like, why people do that? Base model Coyote or Terminator? What year Coyote? I would take a base model Gen 2 or Gen 3 over a Terminator. Yeah. Stock Terminator or base model Coyote? Base model Coyote. Sorry, Terminator guys. Like a Coyote. It's just more powerful NA than the Terminator is boosted. So the S50 looks lame. It looks just like this car, just with a little lipstick on. It looks just like the S550, just with a little lipstick on it. I'm turned on. If I'm turned, if I'm turned on pump gas, why would you get turned on by pump gas? Do you have a weird fetish? Max, what race gas has the same stoic and is unleaded? 260 GT. Yeah, Sunoco 260 GT, I think C10, and maybe you can even get a 14.7 stoic fuel and be okay, like C16. Base model Coyote, is stock tune better than the Lund tune? I mean, for drivability, it pretty much, if you want the car to drive like stock, keep the car stock. Base model Gen 3, exactly. Base model Gen 1, broke life for the win. Terminator, Coyote gang. But my Termi goes, wah! Terminators only come base. Oh, shit, that's so good. Oh, my God. Terminators only come base. At least you have options in the motherfucker. Wow. Sold my Mustang last year and got a Gladiator for Pavement Princess, but I traded the Gladiator for a 19 Ram 3500 and now I'm my own boss at the age of 24. Thanks for all the advice on that dating channel. You got it, sir. What's your thoughts on Alex? Should I stick with an 18 Mustang GT or get a 2022 Mustang? Stick with the 18. Don't fuck with 21 and up until the tuning is fucking legit. In my opinion, the tuning is still not fucking legit on 21 and up. Hey, man, did you get her email about supporting the channel? Email was from We Divide. No, you might have to resend it, brother, because I didn't see anything. Lund for the win. Cookies, rain mode tune, how I race because I'm sandbagging. I like it. These guys, look at this. What is this bullshit that they keep putting out there? Stroke Windsor, run circles around LS anything. Well, stop it. So many people missing out on cookies right now. Oh, exactly. Just the Derek Barron sold the Termi and got a Gen 3. I saw that Derek got the Termi. So guys, you got 3 minutes to have someone make me laugh so you can give away the cookies. Let's give away those cookies. Let's do it. Crazy question. What's the greatest all around? Actually, no, sorry. The base, Cobras only come base when the cookies. Fuck it. The Cobras only come base. Who said that? The Cobras only come base. Cough, cough. New on your channel. Where is Cobra only? Who said Cobras only come in base model? Oh, my God. That was so good. Guys, who said Cobras only come in base model? Douche did it. Douche did it. Let me see. I got to find it. Yonse. Hey, man, did you already get that? Cluster BM, Douche did it. Is it Douche did it? Yep. Okay. Douche did it wins the cookie. Yeah, let's just make it easy. So EPA and Melissa, can you please grab Douche did it's information? Douche did it. Go on Instagram. Go to domygodcookies_LLC. Send them a message. Confirm who you are to them. You win 3 cookies. Though that was fucking great. Good job on the comment that Cobras only come Terminators. Only come base because it's true. They only have like one trim level. It's just a color change, right? They don't have different seats. None of those cars really did. They just kind of like, it is what it is. Like the Cobra is like the best GT you could get back in the day. So what about my number 3 comment? We could have been together. No, I get it. But look, that one really, really made me laugh. All right, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I really appreciate the faithful here. We used to average about 400 viewers every week. Now we're doing that every every show, meaning I would do like a live or two and we'd get 400 or 500 people. Now we're doing that almost every day. That means the faithful are sticking around and following the show. Look, the reason I'm doing this, guys, is you have a lot of content. You can always go back and almost every day you can count on me being on. And if something happened that day or the day before, I'm no further than a day away from talking about it. So I want to make sure that I try to stay on. I know it's difficult to talk about cars all the time, every day. It's a very difficult thing to do, but we somehow do it. And I want to include you guys on the chat because let's be honest, without you guys with funny comments and look, AZ or OR, that's one of those funny things. Turvy, hilarious ship. We got Second Shift Racing in the house. We got YouTube and JD Swag helping out with the moderation. It's really been a really nice thing we built here. I want to keep it going. So tomorrow I have the day off on this channel, but I keep grinding and I'm going to work on the other channel, that dating channel. If you guys are not subscribed to that dating channel, that is I think that's a more important show because it's life advice based on this old guy's experiences with women. And we sprinkle in some fun stuff once in a while, make fun, do bumble swipes, and just have a whole bunch of fun. So I'm trying to grow that channel slowly, but time is a bit at a premium right now. But once everything kind of shakes out, I think once the busy season slides down a little bit in the next month or two, I'll be able to pump out more content for you guys. Channel support, always watch, never comment. Greetings from East Texas. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming in from Baytown, because we know that's probably where you live. Right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the dating channel if you subscribe to that. If not, I will see you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, Douche did it. Congrats on winning the cookies. DohMyGodCookies_LLC. And again, thanks to Rami Zaidan, 2 Auto Solution, and The Parts Farm for sponsoring the show. See you guys Thursday at 5. Bye.